theater of Hurvínek and Špejbo has been a favorite destination for children in Prague for the past 65 years. It is home to the country's most popular puppets, Father Špejbo and his son Hurvínek. The Davidze Theater just returned to its original location that was closed down for 2 years due to renovation. Sarah Barufka visited the new space and even met the voice behind the puppets.
I knew it that you wouldn't understand me if I spoke in Czech. So I will speak in English. My name is Hurvínek, and this is my father, Špejbo. Say hello, Dad.
Hello, children. Many greetings from our theater here in Prague.
The theater of Špejbo and Hurvínek. Ha ha!
That was Martin Klasek in a double role. Since 1974, he has been lending his voice to both Father Špejbo and son Hurvínek, two marionettes that have been popular with Czech children for many decades. On a recent visit to the theater of Špejbo and Hurvínek, I asked the theater's art and repertory director Denisa Kiršnerová if she could describe the theater's two stars a bit.
Špejbo and Hurvínek, it's father and son, and they represent a different view of the world. So there is a certain conflict between them as the adult man and small child. And we try to bring to children modern fairy tales which reflects their world, their problems or their joys. So that is everything in it. It's such a journey to fantasy, and it's usually we try to make it also in a humor way.
65 years ago, a theater devoted to their plays opened in Prague. For 15 years, the theater has been located in a space in Prague's Davidze neighborhood. But 2 years ago, the space started undergoing a massive renovation. It ended a month ago, and the ensemble returned to their renovated home. Ms. Kiršnerová says returning was a real pleasure.
We are really happy that we are back. It's beautiful here, and it feels really good to be back. It took nearly 2 years, and the cost was really about 130 million, so the theater is really brand new. And it was quite demanding time for my colleagues because they traveled a lot. They performed also abroad and around Czech Republic, and they are also happy that they are back and settled again. It is for us something new. There is some new feeling about it.
The return to the new space coincides with many anniversaries for the theater of Špejbo and Hurvínek, and also for the two main characters.
It was like a great gift for us, for the puppets, because Mr. Špejbo is 90. Our theater is active 80 years this year. We have 65 years in Prague, and other two main characters, which is Manička, that is Hurvínek's friend, and his dog Šerik, they are celebrating their 80th birthday. So it's a year with many, many anniversaries, and we are happy that we can celebrate it here back, and it's new and it's great.
The reopened theater also boasts a puppet museum. On display are some works by Jiří Trnka, one of the Czech Republic's animation greats, but most of the exhibits are the theater's own marionettes.
We got in our archive 800 puppets, which were collected during all the history and of the theater, and we made them or let them made renovated, and the theater was open now, and there is about, I don't know, 400 or 500 of the puppets. So those are our puppets which were taking part on our performances, and even I remember when I was a child some of them that I saw them at that time. But the theater museum is not open itself, it is always during our performances, so it's not possible to access it out of this time when we are performing.
Ms. Kiršnerová led me to one of the museum's display cases, which features puppets from one of Špejbo and Hurvínek's classic plays.
It's our probably most successful performance, Hurvínek among Beatles. It was a very special performance also because of the fact that Hurvínek appeared in the world of Beatles. He became small because he tried to initiate a ghost, and the ghost, because he supposed not to do this, made him small, and it sent him in the among the beetles. And there he met a female beetle who became his friend. He was scared because he discovered that he, in fact, had killed father of this beetle, because he took him in a box from matches, and it forgot about him when he was a normal human.
The play is a good example of the educational theater that Spabel and Hurwinek sometimes put on.
It got such an ethical aspect, and it was performed during the Second World War. So it was even more, it was this theme that each creature has its own right on life. Children did like it very much, and we always brought it after some time back on the stage, and this is one of the performances, puppets from one of these performances, I think from 80s.
From the museum, we continued on to the auditorium, which has been completely redone.
Now what we see is the space where the audience sits, and it's very modern, yet classic, because they did follow the previous building, which is from the beginning of 20th century, so it's a nice combination of those styles. And
how many seats do you have?
We have now 281 seats.
Does the show ever sell out a performance that there's too many people?
Yes, usually it is sold out, especially for the children, and during the week it's usually sold out. Yeah, of course it happens that somebody doesn't come, so I cannot say it's always sold out. But yeah, we are happy that still people are coming.
Considering the two puppets have been around for nearly a century, it is quite a feat that their own theater, which has produced some 250 original plays, continues to draw crowds. Do plays performed on its stage reflect the changing times in the Czech Republic?
It is natural that it reflects, because without this, it will have no sense to continue the theater. It's the main theme to reflect the world as it is in the present. So since the time they started to perform, it was in 20s of the past century. So they did reflect the wartime, they did reflect also communistic era, they did reflect the Velvet Revolution, they do reflect also the present time, as we hope, as authors.
The ensemble has not only performed in the Czech Republic. The father and son puppets have been to 31 countries, including such remote locations as Egypt, Japan, and the United States.
It is interesting that usually people everywhere on the world, they are the same. So the main things, they laugh at the same places.
And so it doesn't come as a surprise that Spabel and Hurwinek were chosen to host the Czech Day, to take place on May 17th at this year's expo in Shanghai. In Chinese.
That was this week's Arts by Sarah Barufka, ending our program for today.